back here on Chicago Cougars All Access. And joining us on the Illinois Media School hotline is the captain of the Cougars and Mike Watson. Mike, welcome on. It's been a pretty good couple weeks for you guys, six games in a row. And now you guys move into the final weekend, a chance to clinch the number one overall seed in the Western Conference. And obviously that's the goal here moving forward for you guys. So thanks for coming on. And what's the expectations for these final two games? These are two teams, too, that are kind of fighting for different playoff spots themselves.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. You know, I think that these last two games of the season, it's exciting. We control our own destiny. If we win them both, then, you know, we're first seed no matter what. So definitely exciting to have that kind of opportunity to where no matter what, if you get your job done, then, you know, you're going to like the result. So it's definitely exciting. You know, we got River Kings, which, you know, last game we dropped to them. So I know that's probably going to be a good game. Then the last series with Ileana was a close series too. So it's going to be really exciting though.
Yeah, we talked about it before with some of the guys last week, how it's kind of unfortunate that you guys have this little bit of a break because you guys have been on such a hot streak before that you almost didn't want the break, but at the same time, it allows guys to get healthy and everything. What do you think of the benefits from having this late break like this right before you get into really the biggest time of the year for playoffs?
You know, I think that just having that little break, you know, guys can kind of rest their bodies before the big push at the end of the season. I know, I mean, it's not going to be easy physically going down the stretch here. So I think that's good to go in fresh. And I mean, we had a pretty good week of practice last week, you know, very high intensity. So, you know, like on the downside, we didn't have the games, but we were able to simulate some of that in practice and kind of get those high intensity, you know, small area games and things like that going. And I think that it was very good. I mean, we had a really good week of practice last week.
Yeah, Brad told us about that, those scrimmages that you played. You had the rubber game on Thursday as well. Is that something you guys done throughout the season, or is this like pretty much the first time you really focus on something like that?
Yeah, you know, it's. I think that it was good. I mean, it was definitely fun. You definitely tell the competitiveness out there. I mean, very high compete level.
It wasn't like the All-Star game yesterday in basketball, was it?
Yeah, sorry about that. I couldn't quite understand you on the radio or over the phone here, but yeah, no, I completely missed that one. I saw the dunk competition, some of the highlights from that, but that was about it.
Oh, no problem.
You were still celebrating about the fact that the Broncos won the Super Bowl, weren't you?
Yeah, exactly. That was the big thing. I know we were on the bus driving back when the Super Bowl was happening, so it was definitely good. I was listening in one ear over the radio. So,
so you got to hear Marv Albert. He makes it exciting anyways, regardless of what the score is. But, yeah, obviously for you, you're from Colorado, so obviously Broncos is your team, if I'm not mistaken, is what I was told. And I guess Coach is a Carolina Panthers fan, too, is what I heard. So did you make sure to rub it in pretty well with Coach?
I told him that he needed a new sweatshirt. He was wearing his Panthers sweatshirt. So, but luckily, I think he left the tag on, so he can take it back if he really wants to.
Oh, is that a shot at the Fairweather fans?
That's right. So Coach and Drake would be good friends.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was rooting for Carolina, but definitely a great game. That is for sure. Happy that Peyton Manning got to ride out under the sunset, winning that Super Bowl and getting two for the year. Looking forward to, I do want to ask this question. You did mention, of course, the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings did get the better of you last game. And the Ileana Blackbirds, even though in the last series you beat them 2-1, they did beat you. And they were one of your two of your last three losses were the Blackbirds and the Rapids River Kings. Does that change your mindset going into these two games? Obviously, you need to get at least one. Well, you control your own destiny, so it depends on what the Dells, Ducks, and the Lakers do, but obviously you want to go in there and win both games. But does that add an extra does that add anything extra to you that those two teams beat you just recently?
You know, it definitely leaves you with a little bit of a sour taste in your mouth. And I think that it's good because you can use that as motivation going into these games. So, you know, I think that, I mean, we try to prepare for every game the same way, no matter if it's, you know, the top team in the league or the bottom team in the league, doesn't matter. But I think that, you know, it's definitely just good to have in the back of your mind that, yeah, these guys, you know, they came in and they beat us last time that we played them. So, you know, I think that that's kind of a good motivator for pretty much everyone on the team.
Sorry, Cody. I thought you were going to say something again, Cody. That's my fault. It definitely sounds like it's a good motivator to try and get these two wins. And obviously, we talked a bit about with Coach, too, about how the way that the playoffs go, where when you're in those first two spots, you get home games. You don't have to go travel anywhere if you win in the first series. And then, of course, if you make it to the second round, then you get to stay home for that before you go to Boston. So it's important from that standpoint to stay in those top two spots for that, but also because you don't want to have to see the Forest Lake Lakers or the Dells Ducks maybe. If you don't have to, is part of it as well. You guys would rather see some of those teams that are lower just to give yourselves a little bit of an easier road. Obviously, competition's important, but that's the whole reason of why the regular season is what it is and has the importance that it does. How difficult is it for you as a captain to relay that message, because it is a long season with 48 games that you guys play total, that, you know, every game has importance, even if it's a team that maybe isn't as good or you guys are so far out in front that it seems like nobody can catch you. Obviously, that's not the case. Teams have caught up to you guys, but you still control your own destiny. How do you keep that throughout an entire season, or is it a difficult thing to do?
It's definitely not easy, but it's doable. And I think that really the biggest thing is it's like it's easy to get up for the big games. It's easy to get up for the teams that are nipping at your heels. It's a little bit harder to get up just emotionally. It's harder to prepare for teams that necessarily, you know, that aren't necessarily as good. So, you know, I think that that's one thing where it was a little bit tough at the beginning of the season because we hadn't had that comeback to bite us where, you know, we didn't necessarily prepare for the, you know, I'm not even saying not take anything away from those teams that
right. We
played, just that, you know, they weren't quite as high in the standings. We maybe didn't prepare as well, and it came back to bite us. And I think that that's a lesson that has to be learned. Unfortunately, we had to learn it the hard way. But I think that now, having learned that lesson, it was better to learn it in the regular season than it is coming down the stretch.
And also, Mike, you're going to be at least, you know, the second seed. Hopefully get that first seed. You do control your own destiny. You went out. You got the first seed. Most likely you will be playing the Decatur Blaze. And you look at their record, obviously, the reason why you do the regular season, the reason why you do the seedings is because you get that first-round matchup with a team that may not be as high as in standings like the Decatur Blaze. So I like that you mentioned that you kind of learned the lesson earlier in the season. But, of course, once playoff time comes, you know every team's going to be coming hard and you will be playing a team that you're supposed to beat. How do you, though, continue to keep that motivation level up? Obviously, it is the playoffs, but do you have any trouble with that, you think, going into that first-round matchup? If you do win out this season, you do get that first seed?
You know, I mean, it's hard to say, but I don't think we're going to have any trouble with that. I think that, you know, Decatur, they're a team that can sneak up on guys. I mean, look at Dells. I know they had a close game. I think that Decatur might have even won in a shootout. So, you know, you can't take anything away from these teams. I think that really the big motivation for us is to just get the job done. And I think that another thing that's going to be really important is that we try to get it done in as few games as possible, because it's hard when you're playing those series back-to-back. And, you know, if let's say that you play out each series, by the time you get to that final round, you've already played six games in 2 weeks. So, you know, that's something that that we definitely want to avoid. And I think how we do that is just not looking too far ahead. We just take it one game at a time, one shift at a time. And, you know, I think that it's just kind of an attitude thing where if we come in and we play hard, I think that we'll be happy with the result.
Yeah, and you were talking about the Decatur Blaze, how they have snuck up on teams and beaten them. They've done that to the River Kings and the Dells Ducks, both. So, like you said, it's important. And I think it was good that you said, too, that you can't take these teams too lightly at the bottom. Actually, they've beaten the River Kings twice for the or three times, excuse me, for the Decatur Blaze. So, and that was a little bit earlier in the season when they did that. But like you said, you know, just because these teams are at the bottom, that doesn't mean they don't have players with some ability. There's still some good players on teams like the Decatur Blaze that can have that one great game at that right time to make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that one of the biggest things that you run into that with is goaltenders. You know, if there have been times when we run into a hot goalie, and I mean, it happens not just in our league, but in any league you look at. I mean, it happens in the NHL. Y'all look back to my home state again, Colorado Avalanche. I know that they beat the Red Wings, and I think Varlamov had like a 42 save game yeah. that night. So, you know, it's like you see these players, especially goalies, really have that opportunity to kind of stand on their head and steal some games, which, you know, you have to be careful with that. I think that, you know, you have to be sure you're prepared for whatever happens. And, you know, I had a coach when I played youth hockey, and he, very smart guy, he coached professionally for a number of years, and he said in the playoffs it comes down to goaltending and special teams. And I think that just looking at, in my past experience, I found that to be extremely true. So, you know, I think that we're very solid with both of those things.
Yeah.
And then 5-on-5, I believe that if we play our game, we're very hard to beat.
I agree with those statements, too, that coach says. And I think more importantly, when you look at the special teams, is the penalty kill more so than the power play, because it's just such a vital part at killing off penalties. And it's such a momentum builder, too, that I think that's the, especially when you look at the special teams part, but I think he's right, especially goalies. I mean, you can argue that Cam Ward basically carried the Carolina Hurricanes to a Stanley Cup. So I think that those two points are obviously important, and that's, I think, two areas where you guys excel pretty well, too. I mean, Jesse Hayes, Dylan Gillis, and now with even a third addition for your goalies, you guys have a pretty good stable of goalies, too. So I like the thought process that you have, especially as a captain, on how to look at things moving forward for this playoff series that'll be coming. And it is a 3-game series too, so it's not like you're just playing one game and then you're done. It's about the best team winning that series in 3 in a row. And so to ask a question on that though, how do you translate that as a leader to the other guys, because obviously you can think it, that doesn't necessarily mean that they do.
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest thing is just leading by example, doing all the right things. And I think that at this point, it's kind of, they know me and I know them very well. And I think that, you know, they've finally kind of figured out my leadership style, and I've started to figure out, you know, how some of these guys are best led. But really, I think that, I mean, we've got a great group of guys, and, you know, they've made my job fairly easy this year. So it's been good. And I think that, just going down the stretch, I think that we're going to see the character of our team down the stretch.
And there is a lot of character on this team too. When you talk about it, Mike, we're talking with one of the captains of the Chicago Cougars, and Mike Watson, and you know, Matt Olson's a guy who comes to mind, a guy I had a good conversation with last week and finally got some time to talk to him. Mike Sullivan, a very new addition to this team. He's only been with the team for maybe about a month now, but he's a guy, from everybody that I've talked to, has made a huge impact. He was a guy who almost, you know, he wasn't sure where he was going to be at this point in time in his life with what had happened to him before over the past couple of years, and he's getting back into things. This is a guy who was at one time a captain of the Janesville Jets, and also he actually ended up we have somebody in common that we both know is the funny thing, too. Just funny how the world works. But there's so much character, like you said, for these guys. Jonathan Dagnall, another guy, too, who has come back after a bit of time off with injury that we've had some conversations with. Cody Rayback is a guy who Cody himself likes talking to just because his name's Cody. But he's a guy that, that always seems to be excited to get on, even though he seems like he's maybe the most nervous guy in the world whenever he comes on our broadcast. But he works so hard out on the ice when he is. Gavin Nickerson leading the team in points, and guys who aren't even there anymore. Anthony Svane, who's gone up to the NHL. So there is a lot of character guys that, you know, I hope that we've been able to bring for people to listen to on here and get to know you guys a little bit better, not just as hockey players, but off the ice, because that's another thing, too. You guys do so much off the ice, especially for a junior team. I mean, I know teams that are semi-professional that don't do as much as you guys do, and I hope that's something that people can take away from all of this, too.
Yeah, that's something that we definitely try to focus on, is just the stuff off the ice, because in the end, there's more to life than hockey, though, you know, some people might be gasping right now. But
all the Blackhawks fans.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that it's important that, you know, we're able to give back to the community. And, you know, we've done a lot of volunteer work. And I think that it's been good for the community, but also it's been really good for us because, you know, we've gotten an opportunity to meet people from all different walks of life, and I think that that helps you grow as a person. So we've been really fortunate to be able to do all of this season.
Well, Mike, it's always a pleasure to have you on, man, and we look forward to seeing these final two games, how they end up going down with the River Kings and the Blackbirds. Won't obviously Friday, you guys are away for that one, but then Sunday we get that final home game with you guys on Sportstown Chicago, and then of course the first round of the playoffs after that, which will at least be home. You know, obviously depends on if you guys win one of these games. We're hoping that you do, so we can have two. Well, I think it'll be have two home series if you make it that far anyways, but still, we're looking forward to everything that's coming up with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely, and thanks for having me on. It's been great getting to know you guys over the season, and you know, we'll see you this weekend, and I'm sure that we'll talk again.
Oh yeah, we definitely will, especially when we come to playoff times. But Mike, thanks for coming on again. Look forward to seeing you on Sunday, man.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks a lot, Mike.